JCU analytical facility is, we used to have a little branch which was sitting literally directly opposite here of the Advanced Analytical Centre. It was run from Townsville, and they decided some years back that it would be more cost effective to actually just do the whole thing down in Townsville, so they shut down the Cairns branch and sold off the gear, which was bought by money from some locals, much to the chagrin of lots of people. What's happened now then is we've got a sort of a resurgence of interest in having some analytical gear. So the microscope has been got going again, which is standard scanning electron microscope. There are two instruments that look at the near-infrared that are involved with JCU work for Paul, and more particularly for Andrew, and then also the Department of Primary Industries. They come and use these pieces of gear as well, so they're classic sort of pieces of analytical gear. We'll have a group start in December who are going to be doing biomedical research. They'll put a lot of gear into that suite as well. And there are some other bits of gear. Paul Nelson's got some gear over there. I've got several bits of gear in the lab upstairs. So it's a variety of analytical gear around the place. So analytical gear then can be used in environmental problems, in which case if there's enough of it, then you call it an environmental chem lab. The sorts of analytical chemistry tasks that are typically carried out will either be a qualitative analysis or a quantitative analysis. In the early days of analytical chemistry, then primarily people were carrying out qualitative analyses like test tube reactions, and they get a colour change, and they go, oh, that's present. So that's a classic sort of qualitative test. These days, the focus is much more on quantitative analyses, because if you've got a piece of gear and it's set up to analyse the sulphur, for instance, then not only will you find out that you've got sulphur present, but you'll also know how many ppb or milli equivalent per kilogram, etc., you've got for that particular compound. So that's then much more effective. You're getting an answer for what's present, also how much is present.